Straw Hut Media.
All right, AJ. Remember a couple of weeks ago we came up with a name for our listeners? They're
Messengers.
Yes.
Capital M-E-S-S, because we're all a little messy.
Yes. Okay, so for our Messenger of the Week this week, why don't we do Alexa Brooke 1?
Okay.
She said,
O-M-G.
Then she said, then she said, great podcast. Funniest thing I've listened to in a while. Smiley face.
Oh.
And we appreciate that. If you want to be a messenger, all you have to do is go to podcast and leave a comment, rate 5 stars, and you could be our messenger of the week.
You can absolutely do that. And we will give you a shout out live on the air like we just did right now.
Oh, wow. This episode is juicy.
It's a lot.
Oh my gosh.
In all the best ways.
In all the best. It's juicy and it's real.
It is real.
Yeah.
Because our guest, Garcelle Beauvais. I'm sorry, Garcelle mother Beauvais is from The Real.
And Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
So real.
We'll get into all of that, but just know you want to stay tuned because The Secrets this week had a shook, and our guests had a shook, and it's just amazing. We get emotional. We talk about personal connections.
We also talk about that New York City D.
Oh my gosh. I've only had the Salina, Ohio D.
I've had some.
Anyway, let's get into the episode.
Confess your mess.
All right, I'm really excited about today's guest.
How excited are you about today's guest?
On a level of 1 to 10, I'm like a 12 right now. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. And I'm going to tell you why in a little bit, but I'm actually going to let you introduce today's guest because I know this one's near and dear to you.
Okay, I'm going to cry. first of all, it's 11 a.m. I've had tequila because we always do tequila or edibles or both on this podcast. This is Confess Your Mess.
Wow.
I'm confessing my mess, so that's my mess. Our guest today, first of all, you may know her recently from The Real or Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or
Spider-Man Homecoming
or Coming to America.
Or Coming to America 2.
Right.
Or her philanthropic work with UNICEF and others.
But for me.
Yes.
And this is a full circle moment. I'm confessing a lot today. So as a young black queer boy in Atlanta, Georgia, I specifically remember Garcelle on the cover of my Jet magazines, my Ebony magazines at home when she was on the Jamie Foxx show. I religiously watched Fancy. And this is so funny story recently because I also host with Garcelle when I go on The Real. And I have my little segment that I do.
And you guys had a bit recently.
We had a bit recently, yes.
And you actually made a Fancy reference, which I thought was iconic.
Yes, which I did not make the Fancy reference on purpose, by the way. But while I was there in Garcelle, I'm confessing. Oh, by the way, our guest is Garcelle Beauvais.
That's your introduction.
We're really excited about. But funny enough.
I was like, put me in, coach. Put me in. When can I talk?
Here's the thing. So, Garcelle, I'm confessing to you right now because we just confess everything on this podcast, which you'll find out.
Also, low-key, he's very similar to Dorit in a couple of ways.
Yeah.
You're going to realize that throughout this podcast.
I am long-winded and I talk a lot.
A little long-winded.
So here's the thing. We started hosting together for my segment on The Real during quarantine. So everything was via Zoom. We had never hosted in person together.
That's right.
So a few weeks ago, I came for the first time and I did my bit with Jeannie. And you all were sitting in the chairs. But then recently, I did my bit with you.
He was very excited about this.
I was very excited. But what you don't know, and I don't know if you noticed, but I couldn't make eye contact. That's because I was so nervous because you are legit, and this isn't me sucking up or something. This is like legit, you are an icon. I don't think you understand. I've seen every episode of the Jamie Foxx show. Recently, I watched, what episodes I watched? It was the one where this woman, it was a Halloween episode, and the woman came. I watched on the plane recently. She came and she ended up, she was like a widow or something, or she pretended to be a widow. She tried to kill Jamie, and then you come in and you save him, and like it was a whole thing, and then she jumps out the window. Anyway, welcome to Confess Your Mess.
That's
we are
hilarious.
So happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here. What an intro, by the way. I love you guys. Wait, with everything that you said about me, you forgot I also hosted Hollywood Today Live.
Yes.
Okay, so that's
AJ.
I figured I would let him do that.
I was like, who is this beautiful white boy? Oh my God.
Okay, well, this is my part of the intro then, because some of our listeners might not know this, but a few years back, I hosted a show called Hollywood Stay Live for a while,
mm-hmm.
and we were going through some transitions in the cast, and I was being let go as you were being brought on. You did not replace me. However, You and I got to work together for like a week or two, and I've never actually told you this. We've run into each other at events and award shows over the years. But at that time, that was a low point for me because I'd never really, that was my first big gig, my first big opportunity in Hollywood. And I didn't understand the game. I didn't understand what was happening. I was being lied to about the process, and I just didn't understand. I was like, what can I do to be better? I had no idea. And I remember I had one of the coolest opportunities right before I left, and I had interviewed Angela Bassett. Mm. And it was your first day on set, and they were playing back the interview, and then we were going to come back live and react to it. And you sat there and you said, wow, this is beautiful. You are so talented. And I made a comment something like, yeah, well, I think I'm being let go. So I was really looking forward to working with you, but I think this might be my last week, which is so awkward. And then live on camera once again, right?
Right, right.
And you said to me, you said, no way. You're so talented. Like, I was actually really looking forward to working with you. And then I'm trying really hard to hold back tears. And then we're live on air. Mm-hmm. And at the time, again, like, I was so new to the game. And so excited to work with you because of this one, telling me how, like, I was like, I knew who you were, but he was like, you might as well have been, like, literally the biggest star, and you were Adele, and you didn't have to say that. And there was a moment, Angela Bassett, I mean, that was a moment I was really, really proud of, and you told me, like, you literally put your hand on my hand, and you told me it's such a beautiful interview, and I was just blown away by that. And I was like, oh, gosh, well, she knows a thing or two, so if she's saying that, maybe I should keep trying. So I'm going to say right
now. And look where you are now. And look where you are now. I really believe, when I said it, I meant it because I was watching it, right? And I always say this, a door closes and another one opens. You have maintained, you've written books, you're an author. I mean, you've done pretty well.
Yeah.
You've done pretty well.
Thank you. And I've never been happier. We're engaged. We're planning a wedding right now.
Yes.
Speaking of books, your girl Erica Jane is my cover quote on my book. That has aged. It's been an interesting process now that we've seen this last season or so of your show. And we're going to get to that a little bit later
on. Oh, yeah. And speaking of books, you have a book coming out. Congratulations.
Yes,
in 2022.
Thank you. April 22, you can preload it now. And it's called Love Me As I Am.
Oh, I love that.
Which we do.
I love that. So we're going to start, we're going to kick things off with our new segment.
Yes, Garcelle. So we told you off camera, we just got back from a trip. We were shooting a series in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And while having some tequila, as we do at dinner,
we came up with a new segment. We're just going to try it out on you right now, okay?
So okay.
So here's the idea. I don't know if you know the premise of the show, but we're going to reveal a few of our listeners submitted secrets and confessions.
Secrets.
And then we're all going to sort of like react to them in real time. Sometimes they're just funny. Sometimes we give advice. And then at the end of this, you're going to confess your mess, right? You've got something prepared for us that's going to blow our minds.
Yep, just I got know something it. For you.
Good. But first, in order to trust you with our messengers, we want to just do a quick little a little test run, if you will. So this segment we're going to call... Yes?
Yes.
Mess, but yes. Okay, so mess, but yes. So we need to know something in your life that or someone in your life or an experience in your life that's maybe kind of a mess, but you just can't say no to it. You just keep coming back and it still holds space in your life. What is your mess, but yes?
My mess, but yes, is a guy that I dated in New York. A mess, but yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Just elaborate a little bit. Why is he a yes? Because we know what you're looking for. We saw.
We know what you're looking for.
He's a yes because chemistry wise, he's just spot on. He looks good. His body is great. He's always dressed nice. That's the yes. The mess is like, we're really not good for each other.
Yeah, that's real. We had this conversation this morning on my radio show.
Oh, I was like, we didn't have this conversation. No,
my co-host and I talked about exactly this, like that sometimes you meet that person that's so toxic for you or doesn't work out for whatever reason, but there's chemistry there. There's chemistry. And when he and I met, like, to be honest, he was in the closet and a bit younger than me, almost 9.5 years.
And I wore all brown.
You wore all brown. and he had matching pimples on both cheeks every week. And I was like, who is this? Who is this kid? And I would tell you, this first couple of years, I was like, yeah, we're dating. And then eventually I was like, oh, kindness matters, mm-hmm. and honesty matters.
Oh, and yes.
Laughter matters.
And then I started working out and the body came. And he was like, oh, and body matters.
Then that body hit and it all works. I love that. Okay, I think we can trust her.
Wait, that makes me so... You were our first... You're the first guest who didn't mess, but yes. That made us so happy. Okay.
I like that.
We'll keep the segment. Okay, so, Garcelle, we haven't seen any of these secrets. Mm-hmm. Our producer, Frank... They source the secrets from our listeners, our messengers, and we're going to read this live for the first time.
Also from our website, quick reminder, if you do want to get on the pod, head over to confessyourmess.us, submit your secret. You can do it anonymously. You can let us know anything you want to know about you. You can also leave us a voice note.
Yes.
And if you do, you're giving us permission to play that voice note on our pod, and then we'll react with our celebrity guest in real time.
And also, since we're here, if you want to be a real messenger, go to a podcast or iTunes and rate 5 stars. Subscribe, leave a comment, do all those things. It would really help us out. We appreciate it. Okay. So the theme of this week's secret, because we have a theme every single week, Garcelle. The theme for this week is betrayal. So you're on Real Housewives. And we know.
What day of the week is it?
Well, it ends in Y.
Right. So we were like, this will be the perfect theme. So we asked our messengers and our listeners for betrayal secrets. Mm-hmm. I'm scrolling down now. All right. The first one is from anonymous male, South Africa. Okay.
Okay.
2 years ago, I was in a relationship with my best friend's dad. And Wait.
This is a young
my
man.
My best friend's dad. Oh.
A young man in a relationship with his best friend's dad.
Okay. She didn't know.
Oh, the best friend's a girl. It's her dad.
And she didn't know. It started with him mentoring me, and the closer we got, the more attracted to him I got. And one thing led to the other, slept together, and we've done it for 2 years until I couldn't do it anymore because I was tired of being a secret.
Wow. Can you imagine how sneaky this person had to be? And that's your best friend?
Yeah.
Like, that takes a lot of work. Wow.
But also, I think, I'm sorry, for me personally, I'm just thinking about my best friends. Even if that was hot, I don't care if they were my mentor or whatever. I just don't think I could do that to my best friend.
But I get the mentor part. Low key, you and I started off as friends, and I was sort of a mentor to you.
Yeah.
You were in the closet for the first five months. Yeah. He'd never been in a relationship with anybody. He'd never, nothing.
Garcelle, what you'll learn is AJ just spills all my tea on this podcast.
But I was. I sort of helped him come out of the closet.
You introduced me to my hosting mentor.
Yes, and I thought I was going to send him out of the bird's nest to fly away, and then he hasn't left yet. And I'm glad, but he has not left. So Garcelle,
you guys are great together. Yeah.
Thank you. We fake it well on camera. Let's be honest. No, but you made a comment, though. You said 2 years. It took you 2 years to walk away, so I'm going to circle back around real quick, because this is what I do. The man in New York with the nice body. And the chemistry, how long's that been going on?
A few years.
Wait, you're blushing right now.
See, you can relate. Oh, Lord.
I can relate. Absolutely. I can relate. But I think, you know, I don't know. Would it be horrible if she told her best friend?
Well, and that's the thing, because the thing is, they said that they were tired of being a secret. So now the question, and this is why I always have follow-up questions. So now the question is, so you ended it after 2 years. Are you ever going to tell your best friend what occurred? Or is your best friend like, oh, let's come over for Thanksgiving this year. I want to have you over. I know you don't have family or whatever the situation may be. It's like, I don't think I can. Oh, why not? You love my dad. I love your dad.
Right. Yeah, the turkey's not the only thing getting stuffed that Thanksgiving. So, Garcelle.
Do you want a turkey leg?
A thigh, perhaps? A breast? So, do you tell the best friend at this point, 2 years in, Garcelle, or you just keep it to yourself?
So, I think it's a hard thing. If that's your best friend, you should tell them, but it might change the relationship forever.
Yeah.
But if she finds out later on, it could also change the relationship forever.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's true.
Because what if she is over for Thanksgiving or he is over for Thanksgiving, things, you know?
She starts noticing some things. Or, like you're saying, like, what if, you know, they broke it off after 2 years, they go to Thanksgiving or come over for Christmas or something, all of a sudden the dad and the friend are disappearing. They're like, where are they? And then she's scarred. She goes up to the room and they're...
Trouble.
Just
trouble.
Over there sucking.
Trouble.
Nasty.
Okay. Let's go to our next secret. Anonymous. Don't look at me any differently next time I'm at The Real. I'm innocent.
I might. Yeah, I knew a lot. I found out a lot today.
He is a preacher's kid. Okay.
I am. Okay.
Really?
I am. Wow. Yeah. I'm a preacher's kid, and then my mom's Jamaican from a Pentecostal family. So that's a whole nother. Yeah. You know, so coming out was hard.
And he's a junior.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how do they take it? Who was the hardest person?
Honestly, it was. So when I came out kind of via Facebook. I did like this vague post saying, just be authentic and be who you are. And then the next day I posted something in support of Spirit Day, which is for LGBTQ youth.
Yeah.
And one of my closest cousins, my first cousin called and she said, hey, so our third cousin's pastor just called me. I was like, wait, what? And said that they saw your post on Facebook and they were wondering, are you gay? And at that point, I was just like,
oh, wow.
I'm gay. Yes, I'm gay. Yes, I'm gay. I'm gay. I just blurted it out. But you know how family is. When you tell certain family members, you know that it's going to spread fast. And so I immediately called my sister. At the time, I was like, maybe this is something that I feel like I should have had the right to do. But also, I don't know if I ever would have had the courage to do it. I feel like somebody would have told them before. So my mom called me the next morning while I was at work. It was 7 a.m. in the morning because I worked in the production job. And my best friend, Jenna, I was working with her at the time. And I said, my mom's calling. And I answered the phone. And my mom was crying. She said, I always wonder why you never had a girlfriend. You're a handsome guy and like all this stuff. Why didn't you tell me? And then my dad, the only thing my dad sent was a passage, a Bible verse from the Bible, Sodom and Gomorrah. And we didn't talk really for around 6 months. And if we did, it was just the niceties. And then finally, after around 6 or 7 months, I called him. I said, it hurts me so much that you've never talked about my sexuality and me coming out and all these different things. And his initial reaction was, well, what do you want me to say? And at the time, I just wanted him to say that you still love your son, that I'm still the same. Right. But fast forward, Garcelle, they ask about him. They love him. My mom is coming to the wedding.
Listen, I won over his mother shopping for, white people say plantains. He says,
Plantains.
So right. we went to 4 stores in LA one time looking for the perfect plantain for her son's breakfast. We never found them, but she fell in love with me that day. And then I won over all the Jamaican aunties by having a little Jamaican feast in New York a couple of times. And they're all coming to the wedding now.
They're coming.
Wow. That's a beautiful story. You guys should write a book together. Maybe the next book together.
I love that.
Well, we do have a friend who's I'm writing the sitcom right now with a friend of mine. He's one of the head writers for Insecure, and he's incredibly talented. Haitian.
Yeah, he's Haitian.
You know him. Mike Goyo.
Yes.
He's one of my best friends. I love him.
He is so awesome.
Such a great energy and spirit.
So awesome.
Yeah. We're currently writing a sitcom together and following in your footsteps, all this writing you're doing and producing. And his first thing was, we need to write the show about you two. Like, we need to tell this story. Because your story's incredible.
And we were like, huh?
And we're like,
that's brilliant.
About what?
So we'll see.
Garcelle, we are going to continue with more secrets. And when we come back, before we get into the secrets, we have to talk a bit about this season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and the reunion. Because, dear God. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Confess Your Mess. We've got Garcelle Beauvais. She's an icon. We're super excited to have her on the program. Garcelle, you're also in the news a lot right now for many, many, many reasons. We're in the middle of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. It's your second season on the show. And it usually takes, I think, on these shows, probably a couple of seasons for cast members to really kind of like sink their teeth into the process. And I think season one, I think personally, I was left with this feeling of like, where's Garcelle? Like, I want more Garcelle. I felt like you had a lot going on and there was a pandemic and whatever else was going on. We didn't see as much of you. We're seeing and hearing a lot from you this season, which I love. I want to personally ask, because it's been hard for me to watch this year. Erica, I've worked with her for years.
Yeah.
She's literally, Erica's quote, which is so, so perfect for the scenario right now that she's in, I always claw my way back, is basically what she said. And it's the cover of my book. It's my name and Erica Jane on the front of my book, which is might not age well. We'll see how this plays out. But so I've known Erica for years and I adore her. I've also known Lisa Rinna for years. Not the way you do, though. And watching this as a sort of insider, sort of outsider, what I see happening is I feel like a couple of things. One, in some ways, and I think we both agree here, you might also almost be a little too nice for the show, to be honest. Like, you can definitely throw darts, because you do, and you can be shady in your confessionals, but I almost feel like, because I watch you, and I can see in your eyes that the little I know about you, I see somebody who's actually hurting a bit, especially in the interactions with Lisa Rinna. And we talked about this the other night. It feels a little bit, and I might be way off, and if I am, please tell me, but it feels a little bit like after you saw what happened with Denise last season and Lisa, after their long friendship, that whether you're fully aware of it all the time or not, you might be looking at Lisa and being like, I don't know that I trust you because of what you're doing. Not that Lisa was right or wrong even in the Denise situation. It wasn't about the truth, really. It was about how she handled it. And I think that is something that's been lost in translation this season with your storyline just a little bit. So I would love for you to clear that up a bit. Like, what is it actually that is sort of put a wedge between you and Lisa Rinna over the course of this season? And will we see some real resolution by the end of this reunion?
Okay, that's twofold. You are absolutely right. When we started this season, I really thought, how do I trust Rinna with the way she treated Denise? And that was always in the back of my mind because we've been friends the same amount of time, although Rinna now says that she was actually closer to me than to Denise. So you're absolutely right. In the back of my mind, I'm like, how do I trust you? How do I trust you if you're going to treat somebody else that you know? Like, let the other girls go after Denise, right? But how are you going to show up for her? And she never did. She never did. And I saw a side of her that I didn't like personally. And so that was always in the back of my mind for sure. And am I too nice for the show? I don't think so. I mean, I think when I have to say something, I say it.
I'll say...
I'm not combative. That's the thing. I'm not combative.
And well, this is going to kind of lead into the next point then, because for me, I don't think you're too nice. There's almost, and you're on The Real, and you're on Real Housewives, there's almost a realness to you that it feels nice, but it's
almost unrecognizable because it's actually
you're
real.
You're so genuine. And in these moments, now here's the thing, because when you watch these reality shows, a lot of reality stars are actually characters. And I feel like when you're on the show, we actually are watching you. And sometimes I feel like you actually forget the cameras are there. And you're like, no, I'm just being who I am right now. But you're trying to portray me as this character, Garcelle.
That moment on the couch when you're the girls' getaway and the conversation with Erica that you didn't know shouldn't have come up came up. And then it kind of came towards you. I forget who said it to you. And the tears that welled in your eyes was like, oh, that's real.
Yeah.
She's not acting right now. That's real.
There's no acting in it. The thing is with this show, which when I first started, I was waiting for them to say action. And they were like, no, just do something. Right? You can't act because you don't know how other people are going to react to you. Does that make sense?
Right.
You can't go in going, this is my storyline. I think you just have to let things unfold. And that's what I've been able to do. And I try to do as much as I can to remain myself. So when that all happened with Erica, and I was hoping that by the end of the season, they would have shown that scene with us breaking the fourth wall, with the producer coming in, with Erica yelling at him, him yelling at Erica. I mean, it was just so crazy that what you got to see on screen was really a watered down version. But I was really emotional because, you know, although I know a lot of people have certain feelings about Erica, but you don't want anybody to go through that. And being in a group where you're going to have to spend time with, it's hard to watch somebody go through that. And I'm not even talking about the victims. I'm just talking about Erica as a woman, as a girl, as a, you know, a friend.
We have a very different experience oftentimes when we talk about your experience on Real Housewives. I fully think that I understand it. And then as a black man, he has a very different reaction.
Let's talk about that.
And the same thing happens on Real Housewives of New York with Ebony K. Williams.
Yeah.
But it happens to a lesser degree with Crystal. And there's something different about being black and coming onto one of these shows.
Well, I'll tell you what I felt watching it and what really resonated with me this season. Mm-hmm. So especially being in LA, being in the industry and being in majority white spaces when it comes to my career, not necessarily my social circle, but definitely my career.
Yeah.
I related so hard to the moment where you're at the dinner table and you opened up and you told them, because I don't think people understand, even if you are trying to make me comfortable, there's constant questions and constant things that you're checking off. Am I is my face okay? Do I have a resting bitch face right now? And even if I don't, are they going to assume that I'm being whatever? My tone, how's my tone being perceived?
Yes.
Like, what these words, are they going to take these words a certain way and twist it? Like, when I worked for the last hosting job I worked for that I left for mental health reasons, because I'm not going to drag them right now. Anyway.
I will.
No, well,
Frank, damn.
Bleep that, Frank. But what I will say is I totally relate it to you're constantly thinking about how you're presenting yourself. And I can't imagine when you're on a show where you already have to think about, okay, the editors can twist this and whatever I say and do into whatever they want. But then on top of that, you're in a space and a group of people who they also are editing in their minds a version of you that isn't actually who you are. It's wild, and unless you're in that experience, you just, there's no way you could understand. So when Kathy Hilton, who, by the way, we love Kathy.
I love Kathy. When she said, I can relate, I was like,
you were so kind, though, in your response to her. I was like, oh, God, Garcelle, please don't drag her right now. Because there's something about Kathy.
I love Kathy. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. I have a quick Kathy story. So we were in... We only went to two places, went to Del Mar, went to Tahoe. And that's when I really spent time with her. And so one night, cameras are away. She comes into my room and she sits on the bed and she goes, you know, I just want to tell you, I think you're so great. I think you're amazing. You're going to do big things. Like, don't worry about finding the guy. Just stay classy. Do this, do that. And I'm like, thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much. So then she goes into Kyle's room and she goes, I just told Garcelle that she's going to be doing big things. Like, see, Kathy goes, you're not a swami. Kyle says, you're not a swami, Kathy. She's been doing big things for a long time.
Hey, wait, you mean she's been relevant? She doesn't need to do anything to stay relevant. Yeah.
They just snagged you off the street and gave you an opportunity.
Exactly. But I love Kathy.
Well, we love you on The Real Housewives. We're obsessed with you. Are you coming back?
Because recently entertained tonight.
I just asked her, are you coming back?
I'm not allowed to talk about casting anymore.
So you got in trouble at Entertainment Tonight is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Got it. So, yeah, because we hear that you guys are going back into filming quickly. Can you say anything about whether or not the production is ramping up again quickly?
Yeah, they shot a scene yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. They Eric shot a scene yesterday.
One. Eric is in that one for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we hope to see you back because you are a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
Breath of fresh air on the show. We absolutely adore you.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
We have a couple more secrets, then you have a confession to give to us. Yes?
Yes. Let's get two more secrets and then your confession. Okay. Anonymous Georgia ATL shout. Okay. Back in high school, I got high, which, I mean, it's called high school. I never thought of that.
Yeah,
it's called high school. Most people get high in high school. Okay. Back in high school, I got high and stayed out all night the night before my SATs. The next day, I went and made a 1490 out of 2400 on the exam. My family was...
It doesn't sound like it's that good.
Wait.
I know, it did sound good.
But remember, y'all, you'll see in the secret in a second. My family was unaware that the test moved from a 1600 scale. Because remember, it used to be 1600, and then they moved it to 2400. So you made a 1490, and they're like, oh, that's great. So to this day, it's been nearly 15 years. It's been a source of pride for my family, and no one knows that I actually tanked the test, yet still made it into college.
They think their son... is this a son? They think their child is Doogie Howser.
Oh my god.
And he's just Doogie.
That's hilarious. That is a betrayal because if they ever find out, they're gonna, because you know how parents are, especially Caribbean parents, they are so proud of anything. My mom, AJ can tell you, every single time I'm on The Real, okay,
honey,
I'm gonna text Auntie Jean and Auntie Alvar. Okay, I don't see it in New York. Mom is on this day. Okay. Every she texts a list, and then she sends text messages back to me of what each person has said about me on the show.
Yeah,
this person said
Can I tell you this? The other day, she sent me a message from one of the pastor's wives or somebody who was so proud, and she said, "Your son Emil Jr. was wonderful on The View." And I said, "Wait, what?" And I wrote it back to her, and I said, "On The View." She goes, "Yep." I said, "The View? Are you sure?" She goes, "Yep." I go, "Okay." And then she finally realized it was The Real, but she copied and pasted a message, so she didn't even catch it. I'm like, the view's trash.
Oh, that's so funny. Right.
Let's be honest.
Oh my God.
Oh no, my God. We oh love my God. Did you see what Meghan McCain just said?
I know.
In her book.
I know. And I low key, like, I love Joy Behar, but Meghan, like, I can't imagine she would just make that up. You know, Joy's a comic and she's a little bit sharp sometimes. Yeah. Meghan, I want to like hit her upside the head every now and then. I'm totally against hitting women, obviously. But Meghan McCain sometimes says things that are very problematic. But she and Joy, I think they're too similar in some ways. Joy's
really? I never would have thought that they were similar.
Both strong, opinionated women.
For sure.
Joy just has the gift of humor, so she can hide her digs in the humor.
Oh.
And I don't think Meghan can compete with that. And I think that gets her frazzled. Just my opinion.
That's a very good opinion.
Hey, listen.
Really good.
What kind of Caribbean mother are you? Are you the type where your sons are afraid to bring home test scores, or are they going to bring it to you and you're going to have a conversation about it?
Oh, no. I'm definitely strict, but not in that way. Like, Jade will run and bring me his report card because it's always good. And then Jax is like, I can't find it. I left it at school. It's in my backpack. Gosh. The dog ate it. Like, anything.
I'm Jax.
But Jade will run to you with it.
Oh, I love that. I do want to say, really quickly, though, if you want to get on a pod, just a quick reminder, while we're going to this quick commercial break, head over to confessyourmess.us, submit your secrets right now. Also, head over to podcast on Apple, give us 5 stars, write us a review, please and thank you. Yeah. We'll be back in a moment. All right, last one.
Here we go. So this is anonymous from Calabasas.
Okay. Oh, it's Kris Jenner.
Oh my God.
It's probably Kris Jenner. She's a huge fan, I believe.
I just saw her at Paris Hilton's bridal shower, by the way.
Oh,
she looks amazing.
Yeah, we missed our invite for that, too.
Do you know that? I will tell you, Paris was my very first celebrity interview in Hollywood years and years and years ago.
Really?
I interviewed her at an opening for a club in Hollywood like a decade ago.
Oh, I remember that.
And she was the kindest, sweetest soul. And I understand. Yeah. Watching Kathy now, it all makes sense. I'm like, oh, I get it. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Great girl.
Anonymous Calabasas. So my husband and I have been married for 32 years. And my husband.
Congrats. Let's congratulate
that. Yeah, let's congrats that.
I think.
Yeah.
Congrats,
yeah.
I think. But can you imagine the same D for 32 years?
Honey, we're gay. We're way more imaginative than
right.
that.
We don't. So 32 years they've been together. My husband doesn't know that I'm sleeping with.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Here it
doesn't
goes.
Know that I'm sleeping with the neighbor's husband.
Oh, that's big in my hometown.
But I found text and found out that the neighbor's wife is sleeping with my husband.
What?
I just made this up. I just wanted to see y'all's reaction.
Oh, wait, no. Give me the stupid secret. I'm going to read the
secret. You're
horrible.
That's horrible. I was all into it, too.
But did you see in my head? I was like, okay, wait. I was literally thinking on the spot. I was like, let me think of something juicy. I was like, oh,
listen,
God, I'm going to freeze.
This one, my that fiance, he lies way too easily. It makes me nervous.
That's a problem.
Okay, here's our final secret before we get to your confession. Okay. This is anonymous Kansas City. When I was in high school, me and my boo went on a cute date to an Italian place in another town from where we both lived.
Okay.
That was called the Olive Garden, where I come from. Most fancy restaurant I ever went to as a child. We had a good time and we're almost finished when my uncle walks up to the host stand with a young lady who's definitely not my aunt. Ooh. Because we're at this awkward table in the middle of a packed restaurant, there was nowhere to hide, not even a menu to hide behind. And of course, I'm the one facing the door, so my uncle sees me. We didn't say a word to each other, and my BF and I got up immediately. And I've never told my aunt, cousins, or anyone in the family. Oh wow.
No.
This is, they're carrying
That's a
something.
Secret.
Plot twist.
Okay.
He's my real dad, which I had recently just found out at the time. It's not actually your uncle. It's actually really her dad.
Wait.
Oh my gosh. It's a big family secret that everyone probably knows. This garbage man and my aunt had his older brother and wife adopt me because they couldn't afford any more kids.
Oh. Shit, I was not expecting the layers of that.
No. Wait. Did you make that up, AJ?
No, this one is actually
somebody from
this
Kansas
is a real
City.
One.
How do you break that down?
Wait.
I need a diagram, not a diaphragm.
Well, you might need one soon.
I
Who
might
knows?
Need a diagram too.
Wait, okay,
that
so let's just
that was a lot.
So she ran. She saw her uncle with another woman.
Yes.
Come into a restaurant that she was at.
But also around the same time frame, found out that uncle that she's known her entire life was actually
her dad.
Whoa.
Who gave her up to the parents that raised her, because he didn't want any more kids.
Whoa.
So does this person owe that man secrecy?
Well,
God, that's the thing. Wow.
This is betrayal on multiple levels, because on the one hand, there's a betrayal in terms of she probably felt like she was betraying her aunt and her cousins, whose father that she spotted. And then once she found out that was her father, she probably feels betrayed from the whole family, because you know how family secrets are. There's certain secrets that only the family knows. Nobody mm-hmm. talks about it. Ooh, I was about to drag one of my... Let me be quiet.
I won't say what the secret is, but I found out one about my dad a couple years ago that really helped me understand why it took him 15 years to say the word gay back to me after I came out. And he doesn't know that I know, and I'll never share the secret publicly, but it brought a lot of peace to me to understand, oh, I forgot, my dad's also a human and has secrets, and he's dealing mm-hmm. with his own stuff, right?
That's real.
Did you ever find out a secret in your family? Not that you have to divulge it unless it's way before you, but a secret in your family?
Absolutely. I went to a restaurant and a girl said, I know your brother. That's all I'm saying. And I didn't know I had another brother.
Wow.
AJ had the same experience.
I did. I found out I had a sister in high school. I went to a football game in a town near ours when I was like 15, 14 or 15 maybe. I think I might have been a freshman in high school. And my cousin was a cheerleader at that school. And she was a senior. And she was like the captain, the cheerleader. She was like gorgeous, like popular girl. She comes up and grabs me. I was sitting with my parents because I was a nerd and didn't sit with friends. She grabs me. We go onto the field. And she goes, AJ, I want you to meet your sister, Dawn. And I go, huh?
Can you imagine?
She goes, yeah, this is your sister, Dawn Gibson. I'm like, what? What? She goes, yeah, her dad, Steve, from Salina, your dad. And I'm like, huh? I go back up to my parents, and they're like, what was that? And I'm like, my sister, Dawn? And my family's like, oh, yeah. That was your dad's second. That was before my dad married my mom. Just didn't know about her. Had nothing to do with her. Wild. Right?
Wow.
Every family has one. Listen.
Every family.
All right, Garcelle. So this is the moment that we've been waiting
for. Boy.
You know, we've heard a lot of secrets, but now it's time for you to...
Climax?
No.
Oh, no. I thought this was the climax of the episode.
That's in New York.
He's in New York.
You're the worst.
It's time for you to confess your mess.
Okay. Here we go. I am currently on the Jamie Foxx show. We have a lot of amazing guest stars. I am in my dressing room, which, by the way, I did it all pink. The wallpaper were pink. I had pink carpet. It was just decked out, really girly. And I was washing my hands in the bathroom. I had a bathroom inside the dressing room. And there's a knock on the door. And I said, come in. And an actor that was guest starring on our show that day walks in. And I go, I'll be right out. And I come out of the bathroom. And he had a robe on and dropped his robe. And I froze for a moment. I looked down because I wanted to see it. And then I was like, you have to put your robe back on. I'm not interested.
Oh, my God.
I was freaking out. Literally walked into my room and just disrobed. Like, come have me. Take me.
Oh,
and I will never say who he is. But I was just like, holy shit, what do I do?
Okay, you don't have to.
And then we have to go back and do a scene. We were, you know, on break.
Oh, we're going to go back and watch every single
episode.
Right,
like, give us a, what was the episode about?
And narrow it down. This is somebody we would know if you said the name, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
To be clear, it was not Jamie Foxx?
It was not Jamie Foxx.
Because I'm going to tell you this. If Jamie Foxx walked in here right now or any day and derobed in front of me,
well,
I'd be fine with it.
I mean, listen, I remember when you revealed that secret about Jamie on The Real, and everybody was like, now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. He is packing for his whole family, honey.
I can't. Okay. Before we let you go, we could do this forever, but I know you're super
busy.
So we get you out of here, and we adore you. And hopefully we all get to see each other in the real world again soon.
I know.
Maybe we'll actually all get invited to the same event at some point, not just different events. But we need advice. I know you've not been on camera with her on this show, I don't believe, but we have Brandi Glanville coming on the show here in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Anything, because I know that there's a lot of interesting ties with Brandi and then the some of the former cast and then also Denise, you. What do we need to look out for? What do we need to be asking her? Is there a question you would like answered from Brandi?
Ooh, what would I like to ask?
Oh wow, that laugh says it all.
I don't have nothing. I have nothing. I'm going to keep nothing.
Any just advice? Have fun.
Have lots of tequila.
So we have one final episode of the reunion coming out. What can we expect? Resolution.
Resolution for a lot of the cast, but I think Erica, you know, you may come out feeling a different way than where you felt when you first saw the first one. Does that make sense? And I would love for you guys to text me and let me know what you think.
Yeah, we will, because I'll be honest. I host a morning radio show, and you know what this is like working on the reel. You have to talk about these things for a living, and you're also living it. And for me, with Erica, it's so hard because I hope and pray she knew nothing. Mm-hmm. And I see that it's very plausible that she might actually not. And I know that unless you're in like this industry or if you're in like a situation where there's a lot of money involved, you might not fully understand it. That's hard to like get across to like average America, right?
Right.
But it's possible that she really did not know anything. And I think that's very real. The first couple episodes, I'm feeling more comfortable with her. I'm feeling more like, okay, I'm getting some answers finally for the first time this year.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
But I'm trying to hold out judgment until it's all out in the open. But we adore you.
Yeah, you were fantastic. You guys too. Thank you for making this little queer black boy's dreams come true.
Yeah, and thank you for keeping this.
I love you guys.
Thanks for keeping this queer white boy in the game when I felt really, 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 really insecure about myself. You really genuinely... Like, just the sweetest comment from you meant the world to me, and I've carried that with me for so many years, and you're just a real one, and we just adore you. Also, tell Lisa I said hi.
I love you guys.
We need to get dinner soon.
I will. I love you guys. Congratulations on everything, and Emil, I'll see you soon.
Yes.
This is our time.
Garcelle Beauvais, ladies and gentlemen. Guys. That's a wrap.
Bye.
Thank you. Confess
your mess. Your Mess is a Straw Hut Media podcast produced by Ryan Tillotson and Frank Driscoll. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and share.
And if you have a secret and want to share, go to confessyourmess.us to submit. Your secret could end up in the show.
Confess